Dixon of the International Secret Police.
Ceiling zero.
Speed and Clint, hidden in the hut that is Marsha Winfield's prison, surprise Quan Wu and Splinters when they enter. This saves Marsha's life since the octopus sent Wu to Lake Tengrinor to destroy the girl and her brother. As Speed is placing the handcuffs on Splinters and Wu, the two guards who were thought to be lost in the sandstorm enter and a fight follows. We find Speed and Clint fighting for their very lives, while the handcuffed Splinters, surprisingly enough, shouts encouragement.
Give it to him, Barlow. Look out, Speed. That wire's back of you.
Stand back or I'll shoot. Stand back now.
You got to your gun just in time, Speed. When those two guards jumped at me, they knocked the gun out of my hand.
Yeah, I saw that. Clint, where's Quan Wu?
I was here just a minute ago.
He's giving you the slip. He's gotten away.
Quick, let me get to this door. There he goes.
Inside. He got away.
Gee, that's bad, Clint. He'll tell the octopus what's happened over his shortwave set in the plane.
I know. We've got to get away from Tengrinor as soon as possible, Speed.
You said it, Barlow. That octopus guy might send for more aviators from Black Pass to come and get you.
Golly, I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to put handcuffs on Quan Wu. He couldn't have gotten away so easy then.
Well, at least we found Marsha. That's something to be thankful for.
Yeah, I don't mind telling you, Barlow. I'm mighty glad you arrived in time to save that gal. I didn't like what Wu was going to do.
I thought as much from the conversation we overheard while we were in the loft. You'd do a lot to be free of the octopus now, wouldn't you?
Would I? Barlow, I'd do anything.
All right. I'll give you a chance to prove that. Speed, remove his handcuffs.
Huh?
Yes. I want Splinters to help us. Marsha and her brother will have to be carried out of here. I can't trust these two guards to do it, so I want you to keep them covered while Splinters and I carry out Marsha and Larry.
Oh, all right. I'll unlock the cuffs then.
Ah, thanks, kid. That feels better.
All right, but don't you try any tricks, Splinters. If you do, Speed has orders to shoot. We've come too far in this game to run any chances now.
Oh, don't worry, Barlow. I learned my lesson. And how?
Well, don't think that we're going to let you off easy, fella. You'll have to go back and face the music with the rest. But I think we've saved your life. I believe Wu had orders to kill you before leaving Tengrinor.
Yeah, I had that hunch, too.
Very well. You can repay us by telling what you know about the octopus when we return to Lhasa.
I'll tell you all I know. I got it in for that guy.
Good. Now let's get ready to leave.
Yeah. It's getting dark, Clint, and the wind's blowing hard as ever. Gonna be tough flying.
Well, bad as the air may be, I think it'll be safer in Tengrinor once the octopus learns what's happened. Come on, let's get started.
Master, this is Quan Wu. Speed Gibson and Barlow were hidden in the loft above us, so we were helpless when they appeared with their guns.
You fool! Did you not suspect their presence when you sighted the plane you mentioned?
No. I thought it was Splinter's plane. I could not see it clearly. The dust was thick.
But how did Barlow learn of Marshal Winfield's presence at Tengrinor? That is what I cannot understand.
That I cannot say.
And Splinter's is their prison?
Splinter's and the other two guards.
Ah. It is most unfortunate.
Do you think they will talk?
Of course. Fortunately, they know nothing of my threat plan. But wait. Did you discuss the slave transfer to the foot of the Himalayas?
I did say something about it, but I mentioned no names.
You did not have to. Barlow needs no names. Only the slightest clue. And Splinters knows the names. You tell all he knows.
What is to be done?
I do not know now, but I shall by the time you arrive here. Not only Splinters, but Marsha and her brother must be destroyed before they get a chance to tell what they know.
The Winfields are particularly dangerous for us.
Yes, but it will be some time before they will be able to think clearly enough to be of any help to the secret police. They have been under the influence of the vapors of sleep too long to recover from its effects quickly. By the time they do, we shall have reached them.
And Splinters?
I still must figure that out, Wu. But whatever his fate, we shall strike tonight.
Here it is, night already, and still no word from Clinton Speed. I'm getting really worried now, Dawa. That dog of yours howled for a reason, and I bet that reason was them guys are in trouble.
I hope not, Bonnie, but we should have some word soon, or else they should return.
Yeah, the landing field's all ready for them. That was smart of you, Dawa, having your servants stick torches all around that big field beside the house. They throw plenty of light for a landing.
I hope so. It is the best we can do.
Wonder how your dad and Chief Tipo are getting along.
I imagine they are very busy stationing the men at their various places to surprise the slave raiders, if they come tonight.
It's swell of your dad to help us and the chief like this. I never thought he'd help to this extent.
My honored male parent will do anything to aid Tibet and to war on crime and criminals.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, boy, I'm tired of sitting around doing nothing.
Won't you eat something, Barney? You have not tasted food since Kampo howled.
Yeah, he sort of killed my appetite, I guess. I can't eat when I'm worried, kid. And I'm plenty worried this time.
Mr. Barlow and Speed have been in danger before and come out safely, have they not?
Yeah, but this is different. You see, we've been on the trail of the octopus for a long time, Dawa. Clint and me have followed that guy long before Speed came into the secret police. But we've never been as close to catching him as we are now.
Then why should that be more dangerous?
Because anybody will fight harder when their back's against the wall. And the octopus is no different from any other crook in that respect. He's played an undercover game all along, doing his dirty work in the dark. But if it comes to a pinch, he'll come out in the open and fight with everything he's got, which is plenty.
You mean he would throw off his Paul Mounier disguise?
Say, he'd throw that off so hard you'd hear it around the world. Dawa, the octopus has got an army of aviators stationed up at Black Pass. All he has to do is say the word and they'd come flying down and Tibet would have a war on its hands before it knew it.
How horrible. I never dreamed.
That's the trouble. Nobody ever dreamed the octopus would do the things he's done. That's how he's gotten so strong. Why, if we didn't stop him now, Dawa, that guy'd rule the world in another 10 years. His crime organization is worldwide.
Is it not possible to end that?
We can end it if we get the brains behind the whole thing, and that's the octopus. But why am I telling you all this when I don't even know if he's gotten Clinton Speed? Gee, kid, I gotta do something soon. This waiting is getting me.
Listen.
It's a plane. It's a secret police plane. I'd know them motors any place.
Let's go outside where we can see the landing field.
Just try to keep me inside, kid. Come on.
Where is it, Barney? Can you see the plane?
Yeah, there it is. See it? Looks like it's over the pass of the Iron Dagger now.
Oh, yes. Now I see it. Let us go to the landing field.
Say, look at your servants. They're all excited.
Many of them have never seen a plane before, Barney. They think it is a giant bird.
I'll bet they do. Golly, I wonder what Clint found up at Lake Tangrinoa.
I wish my honored male parent were here to witness this event. It is most exciting.
Yeah. Boy, look at that baby fishtail.
I beg your pardon?
Huh? Oh, I keep forgetting you don't know Sky Talk, Dawa. Fishtailing means that Clint is skidding the tail of his plane back and forth sideways. That kills speed when you come in too fast for a landing.
Oh, I understand. But how can you tell from the ground, Barney?
By watching his wing lights, kid, and by being a flyer myself. Look, he's getting ready to land. No wind to worry him either.
He's down, Barney. Let's go to meet them.
I couldn't have made a better landing myself. But don't tell Clint that.
All Hey!
Welcome, Mr. Barlow.
What'd you find up there, Speed?
Here's some prisoners for you, Barney.
Hey, who are those guys?
They appear to be Tibetans.
Now, hurry up there, you two. These are octopus gangsters, Dawa.
They are.
Is that Splinters?
Yeah, and he's carrying Larry Winfield.
Larry? You mean Marcia's brother?
You bet. And here comes Clint with Miss Marcia.
Marcia. Marcia Winfield.
Yes, it's Marcia, all right, Barney. Will you carry her into the house? I'll give Speed a hand with his prisoners.
You bet I will. What happened? Tell me.
Wait till we get inside. Oh, do you need a hand with Winfield Splinters?
No, I can manage him, Barlow.
Then you accomplished what you wanted, Speed.
Yeah, Dawa. We found Miss Marcia and her brother, too. Boy, he'll be able to tell us plenty when he can talk.
Looks like that'll be a long time yet, Speed.
Well, Splinters can help us, Barney.
Yeah, where'd you pick him up?
He was guarding Miss Marcia, along with these others. Quan Wu came in, too, and we would have arrested him when he got away.
Hey, wait a minute. What's your kid talking about, Clint?
I'll tell you the whole story once we're inside, Barney. I don't feel safe out here somehow. Wu escaped, as Speed said, and I don't know what the octopus will try next. Oh, where's Mr. C. Ring and Chief Tipo?
Out spotting the chief's men.
I think we'll need them here more than scattered all over the province. I don't want to lose the Winfield and Splinters now that we've found them.
The octopus will not dare attack us here, Mr. Barlow. The servants will fight for us, if need be.
The octopus will dare anything, Dawa. That's the whole trouble.
Well, we're almost at the house. Once we're inside, we won't have so much to worry about.
I shall go ahead and hold the door open.
Oh, thank you, Dawa.
Down, everyone! Someone's sniping at us.
Was anyone hit?
Splinters. They got Splinters. Look, he's down. He's the one witness that could talk. And now they shot him.